everyone. We're ready to start here. Do we have the recording going, Sam?
Yes, we do.
Okay. It's 3 o'clock. We have a special city council meeting today. And I feel a little bit rushed here. I had to absorb quite a bit in the past hour because I wasn't home most of the afternoon. So we have one action item. Before we get started, we'll have a moment of silence, please. I can use that, and then I'll recite the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, roll call, please.
We have Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Eric Davidson. I don't see him on here.
No.
Sukhwant Singh Gill. I don't see him on here as well. Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Richard May. I don't see him. Bonnie Onion.
Here.
And Mary Lou Stewart.
Here.
So we do have a quorum, so we'll get started, and there might be one or two others joining us. I'm not sure who said they were going to be here for sure, but we'll wait and see. Okay, we have one action item to discuss, Ordinance 212965, to approve the final plat of the first plat of the first phase, I think that probably means, I don't know, I could be wrong, of East Maple Ridge. Ms. Prachner, would you like to open this up and then we'll have some discussion?
Certainly, thank you, Madam Mayor. And Sam, can you authorize me to share screen?
And anybody who's speaking, if you can make sure your mics are turned up. I've got mine just about all the way up here, so thank you.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Madam Mayor and council members. I also see that the applicant is here in support of their request this afternoon. Welcome to members of the public and to staff as well. So today I'll be providing a brief presentation concerning a request from East Maple Ridge LLC, represented by Mr. Skip Jansen, for final plat approval of the first three phases of the East Maple Ridge planned unit development and preliminarily approved plat. The presentation will address the overall development, the consistency of the application with the final plat criteria in the Blaine Municipal Code, and then we'll end with a recommendation by both Public Works and Community Development Services that City Council can consider approving the final plat. East Maple Ridge Plan Unit Development is located north of H Street, east of Jerome Street, and then west of North Harvey Road. You can see on this graphic that the overall PUD boundaries are shown in green. The first three phases of that approved PUD, which comprise the final plat the council is being asked to consider approving today, are shown in red or orange, depending on the settings on your PC, and are located in the southwest corner of the PUD. The East Maple Ridge Planned Unit Development and Preliminary Plat were both approved by Council in 2020 pursuant to Ordinance 20-2947. The permits comprising that approval included the PUD, the entirety of the preliminary plat, the CEPA, and the Critical Areas Review. Subsequent to the approval of that ordinance in 2020, the applicant has installed public improvements for the first three phases of the overall development, which are described in further detail in the staff report provided in advance of today's deliberations. The East Maple Ridge PUD is preliminarily approved by council to develop a total of 353 dwelling units that will be spread over 13 individual phases. You can see those numbers marked on the graphic. There's an anticipated mix of single family cottage, and multifamily housing. The project will also include a neighborhood commercial center, open spaces, a playground, roads, utilities, and a park site. The first of those phases under consideration today for final plat approval consists of numbers 1 through 3, and this is located in the southwest corner of the overall development. Here's a screening of it here. If it's council's pleasure to approve the final plat, the approval will create 48 single family lots shown in yellow here, and then cottage lots shown in bright in the light brown, excuse me. There's 12 multifamily parcels with the potential for 48 dwelling units. Those are shown in orange. Open space and common areas are shown in dark green. The dedication of a park, which is shown in light green. The dedication of the new east-west connector road, with the hash marks. On-site trail improvements are included, and new public roads, storm system, and utilities. Final plat applications, in order to be approved, must meet the procedural, legal, and factual criteria located in both local and state code. This graphic synopsizes how the East Maple Ridge request for the final plat of phases 1 through 3 meets or will meet as conditioned, as proposed to be conditioned, those criteria. The Public Works Director has verified that the applicant has completed required infrastructure installations and or submitted a performance bond or other security in conformance with Blaine Municipal Code Chapter 1760. The Public Works Director will verify prior to recording that the plat is technically correct and accurate as certified by the land surveyor responsible for the final plat. The Community Development Services Director has verified that the applicant has completed the required park, trail, open space, and mitigation requirements as conditioned or submitted a performance bond as allowed by the Blaine Municipal Code. Both Public Works and CDS have determined that as proposed to be conditioned, the appropriate provisions for public infrastructure, including the streets, alleys, water, sanitary sewers, stormwater, and parks, are in place as required by that preliminary plat approval in 2020. Therefore, CDS and Public Works have determined that both the public use and interest will be served by the final plat approval of phases 1 through 3 of East Maple Ridge. The Blaine Municipal Code provides the council at this point with 3 options concerning the request for a final plat approval. The council may approve the final plat with conditions as written in the staff report. The council may approve the final plat with changes to either conditions or findings in the staff report. Or third, the council can deny the plat with findings that support the denial. CDS and Public Works recommend the first option, and respectfully request that council consider approving the first 3 phases of East Maple Ridge, final plat approval, the first 3 phases of East Maple Ridge by passing a motion to approve Ordinance 21-2965. That's the end of my presentation. I'd be happy to answer any questions before turning it over to the applicant if they would like to do a presentation of their own. Thanks, Sam.
Does council have any questions of Stacy on her report? I see Mr. May has joined us, let the record show. Okay, so there's some questions I believe that the applicant has about, I think some of the conditions basically. So, but before we ask for any comments, does the city manager have anything he wants to say prior to hearing comments from the applicant? I'll give you a chance now if you want, or if you want to wait.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess I would say one thing. I did read a letter from Mr. Jansen that came in this afternoon and an email that just recently passed through my email talking about the short timeline related to the meeting. And I did just want to, for the record, for all council's awareness, make it really clear that we scheduled this special meeting at the request of Mr. Jansen for a number of weeks. He's been working hard to try and get this plat to a point where it could move across the finish line. And I gave him a promise that we would not hold it up as a result of council schedule and the meeting agenda dates. Our next meeting is September 13th. I informed Mr. Jansen earlier this week, we will go ahead and get this taken care of. We will put it on a schedule for Wednesday. I'll get back to him about the exact time that Sam would get back to him about the exact time, but I was thinking it would be at 3 p.m., which is here we are Wednesday at 3 p.m. When you fast track a meeting, documents come out close to the time that that meeting is going to happen. So I take a little bit of, I have some concern about the way the statements were made in Mr. Jansen's letter and email, making it really made me feel like we were trying to rush him through something he didn't want to do. But we were working to try to accommodate his request to move the project forward. So I just think that's really important for council to recognize. We asked you to be here so that the project did not need to wait longer. That's all.
Okay, so I'm going to call on Mr. Jansen next. And Mr. Jansen, if you have any particular exception or disagreement with any of the conditions mentioned along with the ordinance, if you could specifically cite which ones, and then any general comments are welcome as well. So go ahead, Mr. Jansen. Have you got your audio on? Okay, he's connecting. Are you able to hear me, Mr. Jansen? Give us a thumbs up.
He's connected his audio. He just needs to unmute.
Oh. Yes. Can you push your unmute button?
Down at the bottom of the screen, sir.
Bottom left. A little microphone with a slash through it.
There we go.
There we are.
We can hear you.
We got you.
Okay, so I think I just heard Stacy in her presentation say that the preliminary plat was approved for all phases. Is that correct?
I believe that's true.
Yes, yeah, well, that's not what the ordinance says, and that's not what the staff report says. It indicates that we have to go back for approval for every phase. And that was not the intent of the preliminary plat approval, which we received in June of last year. That was going to approve the whole plat. And what it looks like Mr. Sitkin is attempting to do is to break this thing up into several approval processes. And if I'm reading his, and again, I've only had his these papers for less than an hour, but yeah, we're happy to move ahead with the approval process, but not on this basis, and we strongly object to the city approving this ordinance as written. It's factually inaccurate.
Okay, Ms. Pachner, could you explain why it's worded the way it is, that he was under the impression the entire project was approved. And it looks like now it's done on the smaller plats within the larger plat. Is that correct?
So the preliminary plat that was approved by council through the ordinance in 2020 preliminarily approved all 353 lots. So that is, yeah, Mr. Jansen, you're correct. It preliminarily approved all of those. However, with the allowance for phasing in the code, that means that final plat approval can be broken up over phases. So sure. That is the final plat approval that we're considering today.
Yeah.
So well, no, that's it not, was not. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
That's not what your staff report says, and that's it's not the way this thing reads. If you look at it.
Which part are you referring to?
Which page?
The staff to council.
I don't know if I can unmute myself or not. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
This is Inger Brockman. I'm counsel for the Jansons in East Maple Ridge. I just wanted to point to a couple things in the staff report and the ordinance that I think help get to the bottom of this kind of misplaced premise of the preliminary plat being the entire 353 lots. This phase being the final plat phase for this portion of the lots, and yet the background summary on today's request for council action says the city council approved the preliminary plat for the first plat of East Maple Ridge on June 22, 2021, and I'm not sure that doesn't make sense because I think it was 2020, but anyway, they approved the preliminary plat for the entire plat. What the final plat application was for was the phase one. And then when you look at the proposed text of the ordinance, it says the planned unit development and preliminary plat for first plat. That was not, the preliminary plat was not for the first plat. The preliminary plat was for the entire plat. This is the final plat for phase one. The next final plat application will be for the next phase, but it will all fall under the preliminary plat. And the concern is that when you couple that with Mr. Sitkin's letter of yesterday, and then the first paragraph of the background summary, which says, this plat contains future development tracts and a preliminary plat application has not been submitted for any of the future development tracts, that we really take issue with that because that's not true. And it's not even consistent with what Stacy just said about the preliminary plat application having been made for the entirety of the property.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Madam Mayor, can I step in here, John Sitkin?
All right.
I want to harken back to what the city manager said, is that, you know, I think staff has been running at breakneck speed to try to get this ordinance together, get the staff report together timely for you to look at before today, meeting the special meeting requirements. We looked at this yesterday, trying to get clarity and as to what happened. If the preliminary plat was approved in 2020 for the entire area of the PUD, then that's what the preliminary plat was. That if that's the fact, that's the fact of the action in 2020. No one's trying to undo what had happened. We're all trying to understand, jump in and look at this and say, okay, this is titled first plat. This is a phase, a final plat of a larger PUD, trying to integrate that together. And if our language here in the background needs to be corrected to reflect what was approved in 2020, then that's just
Ribner's
error. What happened. Yeah, that's a fact of what happened in 2020 and trying to get this together, recognizing this is phase 1-3 of a final plat of something that had been approved previously. So we're all working fast. No one's trying to undo something that this East Maple Ridge had a preliminary plat or a PUD approval of. The issues of my letter were more focused to the timing of when that you don't vest a connection charges and, you know, when... and that whole side of the equation, not trying to undo a preliminary plat, and that's just flat wrong if that suggestion was made. But the fact of a PUD and a preliminary plat was done in 2020, that's what council approved.
So from here on in, we're going to be talking about final plats. Preliminary won't even be part of the language.
That's correct.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, as a result of that, what Mr. Sitkin was just saying and was what Ms. Brockman had mentioned, there is a factual error in the ordinance. The first whereas should be changed to read whereas the planned unit development and preliminary plat of East Maple Ridge was approved, et cetera, et cetera. The phrase for the first plat is incorrect. And that I think is a major point there.
Okay, we will make that correction.
Yeah, it was the entire thing was approved, not the first phase. The rest of it, I think, remains correct, but that first whereas has an extra.
And Mr. Jansen.
Yeah, I'd like to respond to Mr. Sitkin's comment. And he says that we've been working at breakneck speed. Well, I agree with that in the last couple of days, but we've got a memo that went to the city council on June 28th, and we responded to that with a legal position that we never heard a position back on from the council or Mr. Sitkin. We sent another letter on August 2nd. I hand delivered it to the city from Ms. Brockman. No argument has ever been against either one of those legal positions. Nobody's raised one word of objection until yesterday, less than 24 hours before this meeting. We get a legal analysis by the city attorney, which is factually incorrect. It flies right in the contrary of the law and the whole purpose of the RCW 5817 and the Blaine Municipal Code, which dictates that the whole idea of these things is to make sure that development doesn't get ahead of services. And that's the whole purpose of the concurrency letter and making sure that services are available before a developer goes out and spends millions of dollars buying land and putting infrastructure in. And, you know, after spending millions of dollars and being ready to meet the market, now we're being told that we may not be entitled to sewer services, which is just totally runs in the face of the law. And Mr. Sitkin, I think he probably knows this, is on very weak ground on that basis, but he's threaded that theory into this, ordinance and into the staff report, which we received 51 minutes before this meeting started. And to be honest with you, yeah, there's a whole bunch of surprises in this thing that don't make any sense. And we object to the council approving this thing with the conditions attached to it that the legal staff and the staff of the city have put on. And we haven't had very much time. We've had less than an hour to absorb the ordinance and the staff report that creates all these conditions. So yes, we object to this thing moving forward. I appreciate the fact that we're finally getting to the approval stage. I mean, this thing has been dragging on for 3 months now, but all of a sudden we get a legal opinion and then we get a staff report less than an hour before the meeting is scheduled. And we totally disagree with many facts in that thing. And I'll let Inger carry on the legal side of things.
Well, you know, I'm thinking rather than at this meeting go into somewhat of a debate or difference of opinion on what was meant or lack of communication and not getting enough notice, I really think we need to settle this and have another discussion at a future meeting. There's just too many unanswered questions. I would, Mr. Jansen, you and your attorney to point out specifically by letter and number which conditions that you disagree with, and then give a reason why, what your argument against that condition might be. And we just need to discuss this further. If council is charged with approving this or not approving this based on the conditions here, we need to better understand. I think maybe a work session might be called for as well. What this council?
I agree. I think that's an excellent idea. And again, we've put our legal position out since that we received the June 16th memo from Mr. Jones. We've laid it out. I've had several discussions with staff and with Mr. Jones regarding this. Nobody has raised one ounce of argument against the position we've taken until this letter that we received yesterday afternoon late. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're coming from. We've been talking about this approval process for 3 months. We thought we were going to get approval in May, right after we finished the paving, but they keep, the Public Works couldn't approve this thing because various reasons that they needed this and they needed that. And then all of a sudden, everything changed. And we get this legal opinion and this meeting is rushed in. So it's pretty obvious to me that this whole process has been slowed down waiting for this legal opinion from Mr. Sitkin. And it's frankly kind of offensive because we've got builders ready to start building. The market is ready to go right now. We need lots in this city. And
there was no reason to, I mean, we didn't have a nefarious reason for rushing this meeting, as Mr. Jones said, but I just think because we did that, now these things are being brought to light because now council has seen things we haven't seen before, and you've seen things you haven't seen before, and we need to just be more clear on things.
I'm not complaining about rushing the meeting. I'm complaining about getting these legal opinions dumped on our lap less than 24 hours before the meeting. We've been talking about this since June. There's been our position.
Madam Mayor.
Very clear.
Madam Mayor, we've heard the comment from the applicant here. If speed and accuracy are at heads and it must be one or the other, there seems to be complaint about speed and complaint about accuracy. If you want the accuracy, you have to allow for the slow speed. If you want speed, you might have a clerical error. So I would like to move that this item be moved along to the September 13th meeting then, where we can cross all the T's and dot all the I's in the background. And to the applicant, sir, we a lot of us didn't want to be here today. We were here as a courtesy to you to try and help you move things forward. If we didn't cross the T's and dot the I's correctly, then I make a motion that we move this to September 13th to deal with it then in a better circumstance.
Second.
Can I make an amendment to this?
Yes.
Richard, I agree with your position entirely, but I think September the 13th is a long way away. And I think that perhaps in a week's time, that or even next Monday, that perhaps Mr. Jansen and his legal team can get together with our legal team and our planning department and come to some agreement that we could consider this in a little bit faster than September the 13th, but at least get it done and get it clarified before we sit down and spend all our time arguing about stuff that needs to be clarified by you, not us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would like,
Madam Mayor,
on that motion that was just made, we're not talking about crossing T's and dotting I's. We're talking about a legal position
you have an item on the table, and the only people who can debate it are council. It's not an opportunity for Mr. Jansen or any of the rest of us to chime in. You have a motion, point of order.
We have a motion to bring this up to September 13th meeting. However, I would like to suggest a work session before that meeting. Mr. Hawkins.
I want to withdraw my second on that motion after listening to about getting it done sooner than that. So if we can do it sooner, I'm okay with that. But we need to...
I'm okay with doing it sooner as well. Yeah, I mean, maybe we could
have someone please move to a specific date so we can have some clarity here.
Well, I'm would be okay with next Monday, but I would like time either in the meeting or at a work session to to go over, you know, a little more of the details here.
Are you making the motion that we take this to a special meeting on Monday, August 30th?
Yes, I will amend your motion, I guess. Or okay, you can amend your motion.
No, you can. That's a fresh motion from you, and I second it.
All right.
I have a question about, does our attorney feel that it can be done in a week? I mean, should wait until it's done before we do this, shouldn't we?
If we can schedule a time to talk to Inger and Skip and Michael and Stacy, then yes, we could probably possibly either resolve issues or understand the differences of opinion. The factual correction doesn't change my legal opinion, but it may work session for council may be valuable before the regular special meeting on the 30th. I leave that to Michael and the mayor.
If you think you'll have time to meet together, the interested parties and attorneys.
It would have to, in my schedule, it'd have to be tomorrow.
Madam Mayor, may I comment on the schedule?
Sure.
Between now and Monday is really 3 days. It sounds like a week, but it's really 3 days. Mm-hmm. And my schedule is basically full tomorrow, and it is full except for a couple hours on Friday morning. I don't know what Monday looks like at this point. It may be very difficult for us to bring this all together at that point. Mm-hmm. in just a couple of working days.
All right. Then I would
withdraw my second on that motion. Could somebody please pick a date, and then we can make a motion to move this item to a special council meeting on that date?
Yes, Richard, we will go with your first motion for the 13th with a work session scheduled ahead of time. How does council, any further questions? And if not, I'll call for the vote.
There's no second.
There's no second.
Okay. I forgot there wasn't a second on the first motion. Is there a second on the first motion for a September 13th meeting?
I will second it.
Okay, there's our second. All right, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, we will continue discussion on this on our meeting of September 13th. And I believe that's all we've got on the agenda. So if there's nothing else, meeting is adjourned.